Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Well, I'm delighted to introduce Craig Jaffe. Craig is our senior wealth manager and a certified financial planner for my company, United Capital. Craig is also our resident expert on Social Security, and in honor of Social Security's 80th anniversary, I've asked him to join me to discuss some of the more beneficial and really kind of interesting strategies that are offered by the Social Security Administration. Well, Craig, first time on the show, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Great to be here.
So let's get started. When can you actually start taking Social Security?
Well, there's a few different options, but you can start taking at 62.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other option is waiting till 66, anytime in between then, or 70 is the latest you can take it.
Now, we all kind of know that if you take it at 62, you're going to get less of a benefit than if you take it at age 66 or 7. What is the differential between what you get from taking it at age, let's say, 66 to 62?
It's about a 30% reduction.
And that's a 30% haircut that lasts throughout your whole life.
Correct.
Right. But it's not quite so simple because you do get 4 years worth of payments.
Correct.
And so when you have to kind of add all that up together, there's a break-even point sometime in the future. Take us through that a little bit.
Right. So the break-even analysis is really looking at how long do you have to live past a certain age for it to make sense to take it at 62 mm-hmm. as opposed to 66 or even 70.
Right. So, you know, it could be 83. It could be some
Yeah, typically
number like
it's
that.
In the low 80s.
So that's why when you said before that you want to think about your life expectancy, that's a key variable. Of course, it's impossible to know.
Right.
You know, you'll go to a doctor's office, they'll ask you, you know, when your parents passed away or something like that. And it seems to be some indication of your future life expectancy. But I can tell you with the miracles that are going on in modern medicine today, you know, a lot of these diseases are getting cured, or at least they're chronically manageable. So people aren't passing away. I mean, heart attacks are down and so on and so forth.
Right.
So life expectancy is really kind of a fuzzy idea. Now, also, if you're still working, it reduces the Social Security that you get. Tell us about that.
Right. So if you're below full retirement age, the government will reduce your benefit by $1 for every $2 you earn above the income limit.
So there is a certain amount you can earn before the government starts reducing your Social Security. What is that amount?
Right. It's quite low. It's actually $15,270.
So as soon as you make over that $15,270, then for every $2 you make, the government reduces your benefit by a dollar.
That's right.
Pretty significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you really want to consider that before taking it at age 62. So if you're retired and you're not working, that could be a consideration. But if you're working, you want to be really careful.
Right.
Now, calculating Social Security can be kind of complicated. Are there any websites or other tools available that anyone can just go to?
Well, ssa.gov is the Social Security Administration website, and that's a great tool. They've really redone that website over the years, and it's actually quite useful.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of cynical about governmental websites, but I will tell you this ssa.gov is a terrific, they've done a terrific job. It's
right.
A terrific website. You can put in calculations. They'll tell you a lot of different things. And it's so easy now to get your report and to see what your benefits will be. Are they sending out paper anymore?
They're no longer sending out the paper statement that you would get once a year. Now you have to go to the website to check your benefit if you're below age 60.
Okay. So again, there is a need for some tools. And what are some of the websites that people can go to do their own calculations?
Well, some of the big brokerage houses like T. Rowe Price, for instance, has a great analyzer that you can use. It's simple, so it's easy, but I like T. Rowe Price's website.
Mm-hmm. So just Google T. Rowe Price
Social Security Analyzer and you'll find it.
And you'll find it. We'll also put the actual email address on our website. Of course, our website is onthemoneyradio.org. And also don't forget to join the conversation with us for all of these segments at onthemoneyradio.org. So T. Rowe Price has another one. I know we also have a Social Security analyzer. If you come to our website and you email us, we'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
It's a great tool, yeah. All right, let's get to some of the more interesting and somewhat more complicated strategies But one that we find that we're recommending a lot these days, and people are surprised to learn how beneficial they are, is something called file and suspend. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a complicated strategy, and it's a Social Security strategy, which has been around for over 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming more and more popular as people are seeing the added lifetime income benefit that it has to offer.
File and suspend. It kind of sounds weird. It's kind of an awkward name. So what actually is that?
Yeah, so let's give an example. So let's say you have a couple, John and Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Both are 66. John has been the income breadwinner and plans to work until age 70. Rose is retired. John can file for his benefit and immediately suspend it.
Okay, so John's the breadwinner,
right?
The higher income earner. He decides he wants to work till age 70. Rose may have worked. She may have a benefit. But at age 66, John goes in, files for Social Security, but then immediately suspends it. That triggers something. What does it trigger?
Well, that triggers Rose to get John's benefit or half of John's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that trigger that Rose can now collect half of John's benefit. And it's a great way to maximize lifetime benefits for both of them.
Yeah. We're talking about Social Security here. We're starting to get into one of the more interesting strategies. This one is called File and Suspend. And Craig Jaffe from United Capital is with me. He is our local Social Security expert. So now Rose gets what? You said half of John's benefit?
Right.
So if John's entitled to $2,000, she gets $1,000.
Correct.
John doesn't get anything because he suspended his. What happens to John's benefit then?
Well, John's benefit gets to grow by 8% per year, which is a big savings.
Until age 70 when he has to take it.
Right.
But now that Rose is getting half of John's, what happens to Rose's benefit?
Well, if Rose's benefit is around John's benefit, hers is able to grow by 8% per year as well.
Mm.
So both spouses can now take a higher benefit at age 70.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So again, if John's entitled to $2,000, Rose can get $1,000. She suspends her benefit. There's a different term. But
restricted.
Restricted, yeah. But both benefits then get to grow by 8% a year until age 70. And age 70, they both take it and they get a walloping amount.
Right.
In the meantime, she's gotten some money as well.
Yeah, for 4 years, she's collecting a benefit.
That's right. Did you have to be married for this?
You do, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then what if people are listening to this show right now and they go, you know, I just filed for my Social Security a couple of months ago or something like that. I'm 62. And I hear this and I want to do this. Can I get a do-over?
You can actually get a do-over. The Social Security Administration does offer a do-over, but it has to be within the first 12 months of taking it.
Okay. How do you get the do-over if you've already got some money?
Well, you have to give the money back.
Ah, darn it. All right. So within the first year, you can give all the money back that you've received and then you can
reset your benefit.
That's pretty cool. All right. What if I'm divorced? How does that work with my ex-spouse and my current spouse, if I have one?
Okay, so there are a few conditions for divorced spouses, and you had to have been married for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's number one.
Right.
When you were originally married, you had to be married at least 10 years.
Correct. Also, you have to be divorced at least 2 years.
Okay, and that's really the only criteria, right?
Right.
Married 10 years originally, and then you've got to be divorced 2 years ago or longer. Okay.
And then to use these strategies that we've been talking about, let's give another example.
Yeah, I love that. Let's give another example.
So John and Mary were married for 18 years.
Okay.
They're now divorced,
mm-hmm.
and Mary is considering retiring. If her benefit, if she's entitled to $1,100 at 66, she's also entitled to half of John's benefit, which is $2,000.
Well, if John's benefit is $2,000 and she wants to retire, she can take her own at $1,100. This is starting to sound a little bit like file and suspend.
Right.
She can take half of his and get $1,000. So now the question is, do I want $1,100 now or $1,000 now?
And most people would choose the higher amount, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's quite so wise. I mean, it's just $100 in this example.
Right.
And meanwhile, your own benefit is?
Growing by 8% per year.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right. So if at age 70, her benefit then turns into $1,452 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big difference than the 1,000 or 1,100.
That's exactly right. Now, what happens if, unfortunately, or fortunately, maybe my ex, depending on how you feel about it, dies before age 70? What happens to the benefit?
So Mary, in this case, would be entitled to John's full benefit upon his passing.
What if John remarried?
Both the new spouse and the old spouse is entitled to the increased benefit.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So you see this has been available around 15 years now, and people really just don't know about this stuff. So you've got to learn about this stuff because this is one of the most important decisions. You know, I have this philosophy that there's five or six decisions in your life that change your life, whether to get married and have children and other things as well. But this is a biggie.
Yeah. And Social Security is not going to be calling you to say, hey, I think file and suspend is the right method for you.
Right.
You have to be educated.
So you need to look at your own personal financial picture. That's number one. You need to use tools, the assistance of tools, to help you calculate this stuff. It's very important for you to pay attention or to find someone who can guide you through these. There are some websites that you say the brokerage firms offer, some pretty good websites. You like T. Rowe Price, even ssa.gov, the government website is very good as well. We also do an analysis too for clients, but we also look at other things as well, like long-term care and other kinds of insurance, and really whether you actually have enough money to last throughout your lifetime. We can all do this based on a probability analysis and include Social Security in that. So, Craig, thanks for joining us today. I've been with Craig Jaffe. He is a senior wealth manager with United Capital. He is my colleague, and he is our resident Social Security expert. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.